My parents joined that church when I was 2 years old. At this point, I was 14, and we were there for Sunday school. I passed them, spoke to them, and went up the stairs, went up a second set of stairs, picked up the phone as it rang.
The person on the other end said,
3 minutes.
Did you dismiss that? Were you thinking?
I really didn't get it. Our deacons, our trustees were all aware that the church had received bomb threats. I knew what was going on in Birmingham. I knew there had been other bombings in Birmingham. I was aware of the boycotts and the struggles. But nothing really registered with me when I took that call.
After, were you thinking like, oh my goodness, if I had been down there for 15 seconds too long, if I had continued to stay and talk to them, that could have been me?
I have thought about that many times. You know, in my depression that followed, the years that followed, I would ask that question sometime, why? Why not me? I often wish that it had been me, you know, just to escape the depression that was there. I think I received some insight when I was invited to witness a play in Montgomery, Alabama. The play was done by four little girls who were about the same age as the friends that I had that died. And in this play, they were talking to God and saying how happy they were in heaven, and please help our tell Carolyn that we're fine and we're glad that she's there to tell the story. But I saw the play that was done as somewhat of a sign or an affirmation, if you will, that I was left to talk about hatred and love and how only love can dispel hatred and what happens when we teach hatred.
But it took you a long time.
It did take me a long time. Yeah, it sure did.
I believe you said you were depressed for nearly 20 years. Mm-hmm. And for good reason. I think about what you were saying during your speech earlier, and you said, you know, you would be on your porch talking to your family, and then a bomb would go off, and then you'd wait, and then there would be a phone call to tell you what happened after that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very hard way to live.
To grow up.
To grow up. And mm-hmm. then to think, you know, it could very well be, you said there was a house next door to you that got bombed. It's just
across the street.
How do you discern living a normal life versus not knowing what the next phone call would be and just snapping back and forth within that reality?
We thought it was normal. We didn't know why it was normal, but it happened so much that we did think it was normal. We remind people that terrorism did not start with 9/11, that terrorism was a way of life for us in Birmingham.
What made you finally want to talk about it? Not only talk about it, but to tell others your story?
Mm-hmm. Well, initially, my talking about it came because I was contacted by media. People started writing articles, stories, books. There are a couple of plays out there. Spike Lee did his documentary. All of the good things that we know about and read about in terms of how we should treat each other, those things have to be done by us. We become the mouthpieces. We become the hands and the feet of the work that accomplishes the healing and the reconciliation.